Hello, hello, beautiful people, beautiful people, beautiful, beautiful day to you. And this is Project BBQ. Thank you, BBS Radio, for facilitating these communications. Appreciate it very much. We have Asha still at her comedian camp, attempting to be funny. She'll be back shortly. Certainly, they're learning a lot. And we have the mermaid here with me today to support me, educate me, and hold my hand in this beautiful life we have. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Well, I was going to horse around today, but we have so much to do. Probably should get to it.
Exciting time, isn't it? A
We can't say that every time, can we?
lot of
All the time?
what's I think it's just been a really light time the last week or two, so hope
Yeah.
everyone's feeling it.
Do you feel that's important to talk about?
I think so.
All right. So, we work real hard at observing not working hard, how to be free and the changes and understanding ourselves and self-realization. And so I'm always looking for ways, how can I be of help if I truly am coming from somewhere else to be with you? And as fantastic as that information is, possibly it is very, very true. And this is what we do every 2,000 years. We self-stimulate ourselves, all of us. And so we bring in more knowledge, more natural understanding, more awareness, and this is the ascension cycle. Well, the whole universe does it at the same time, or at least the universe you're in. And so it's very difficult to explain a universe because it's not linear and it's not layers and it's not levels. It's created by you. So you're not going somewhere, you're creating somewhere. It's very important that I work hard all the time to explain that you're in your universe right now. You didn't go to a universe as an example. So I always want to break that down as much as I can and relate to people. And so today that will be the topic is how can I help based on the consciousness you give us and or request and thirst for knowledge that you want. May have time to take calls at the end today. Please be respectful of BBS Radio's operator there today. But we might have some time at the end here to take some calls. And I thank you so much for the people who received my calls this week. It's an honor and privilege to catch up with you. So the way I'd like to be of help today is to remind you what we're able to see with collective consciousness, conscious gateways, conscious computers, and prove it to you in a way that you can do your own research. There's a delineation between your awakening process. Forgive me, all the people who've been listening to me for a longer time. There's a lot of other people that are just coming on and starting to understand themselves. And so I have to carry a lot of different topics in a linguistical communication nightmare for me, but a continuous swear word, the English language, as I call it. But I'll do my best and feel the information as you wish to receive it, is my request and goal. Thank you. Thank you so much. To be of help today, if you could start sensing the changes in your world, they're going to come in many ways around thought. And you're not going to necessarily understand how they get through you into you from your universe, your collective universe, and or our collective consciousness and our planet. Very, very difficult to explain in the English language, and I'm not convinced there is a way to do it. You know the information, you don't listen to the information. So those changes this last 2 weeks are very dramatic for most of us who have already started the process. You're not getting, there's no way to hide from it. There's no way to not receive it. You're going to get more and more degrees of self-awareness all the time now. It will never stop. Many key events have happened over the course of years. What you're assuming are years are actually just right now. But this is, if there was an optimization level, it was the last two weeks. And you'll notice the timing in your social structure, your awareness. Everyone's getting just far more knowledge now, and you can feel it. Is that a fair assessment for you, Mermaid?
Yeah, definitely.
Could you pinpoint any changes you could observe with other people or yourself? What would be your opinion? If you don't feel like answering, I'll move on as well.
I've heard from a few people as well. I think there's just, I guess you can explain it best, but a big influx of light is the way I see it in the last, I don't really know the timing, but I'll say like week or two. And I think just accelerations for everyone, and they might be really subtle, but I think most people will recognize maybe some changes. They're going to be different for everyone, but maybe life just seems a little easier, or a little lighter and brighter, things like that.
Yes, very good. It's just a natural progression. And so if I'm going to be of help, and I've done this several times, I have to just do my best to create opportunities for encouragement and observations. And one of the major observations, if I'm allowed, is this is a very unusual human being we are in. It's very unusual to have so little capabilities and have so much capabilities at the same time. It's quite an event to be in a diversity, have so much diversity as humans, have so much capability and so little capability at the same time. It's incredibly difficult to explain. So with that, because knowing that, having that information is a tremendous responsibility for myself, Asha, the Mermaid, having so much knowledge that we would like to translate. And sometimes we recognize the translation in the English language would take probably 7 years just to describe the color of a mailbox. It's an unusual position to be in, and that's what I work for every day is to get you more of your self-awareness so you don't need to listen to me anymore and just know it and, of course, transfer it and distribute it like we all do anyway. The one item I want to be of help with today is relating back. We'll have PRQ updates towards the end here, but the progress report, if you will. The one item that I keep observing in and out of here is we don't have our memories from our last experience in these physical bodies. So it's really not fair for myself to criticize, ridicule, judge, because you're completely wiped when you come back in the body. And that's why I was critical of, you know, all the experiences, Area 51 and otherwise, we're just getting wiped. When you come into birth, you're getting wiped. You're starting over. Every person on this planet is some form of a walk-in. Every single person is a participant as a walk-in, and you're inheriting a body, and you're all willing to do it. They're all very special. They're all very special to solve the solution, and that is to advance regardless of what type of life, you're going to advance it no matter what. That's how powerful you are. So even though you're the little drummer boy now, it doesn't mean you're not going to be organically, we just grow everything. We just we expand everything, that you cannot stop us. It's inevitable. You can try and you might be successful for a while, but you're seeing that that retardation that was given to us is now wearing off very, very quickly. And that's what I'm doing my best to explain. One of the ways you can test conscious computing, collective consciousness, is you can actually look at some real-time information for yourselves. And it pains me to talk about the past. Everything I just said is in the past. Yet our history does help us a bit, that the more we react to issues in our lives, the more we're going to get those issues. It's just that simple. That's how powerful you are. You believe it, it shows up. Do you know it? It goes where you want it. Believing and knowing are very subjective words, I know. But when you use it with your heart center, you'll know the difference. Believing something and knowing something is completely different. And that's what I'm encouraging you to hang on to in these next few words. If you look at the biblical predictors, Bopony is one of them. You can look at, see how well their data is doing. It's extremely accurate. You look at how predictive Cliff High's modeling data is for society. It's incredibly accurate. If you look at Martin Armstrong's data, they all have names for their software packages. I won't name them. It's incredibly accurate, and I'll tell you why. Because a script's been written for you. The reason biblical modeling and predictors are so accurate is, and why I am compelled to be of help to you, and I've done this so many times, you're doing it all over again. Your RV is not new to your society. You're doing everything all over again. It's just got different colors. Now, with not to say that there isn't opportunities with your RV many different ways, but there's very few items in the last 2,000 years that you did not do 2,000 years prior. I'm sorry to say that there's a steering committee and you weren't invited to the party. And so I'll just remind you, if I could be of help to mankind, as mankind, I'd have to live it, breathe it, and do it, as well as the mermaid, Asha, and many other people, Kristen and Christopher. So when you do look at the data with these profiling, society profiling mechanisms, the reason they're so accurate is because nothing's really changing. And someone keeps feeding timelines to you reactively and proactively. And that's exactly why cell phones were implemented into your reality. So I could steer everybody in a reactive communication tool, and then not allow you to maybe to be as creative or proactive in your creative force time in, time out of every day. It's very, very old technology. It's some of the oldest technology combined with artificial intelligence. You can so easy to manage a very large portion of people. So the opportunities there to observe that is what I'm suggesting. But most importantly, all your spirit will be reminded of some of the memories you have from other bodies and other civilization. And it'll go like this. When you start looking at your healthy legacy lifestyles, castles, ancient times of society, castles were really valuable to you. And I mentioned it before because they provided a lot of services for you, a lot of resources, protection. And most of the legacy castles, not necessarily on this planet, on other planets and other times, were usually managed by women. And the reason to prove how humans were, as they get more of their knowledge back, they'll start recognizing what our preferred roles are. And so the reason most high profile advanced castles are run by women is because, I'm sorry guys, they just have more heart center and we're good at defending the castle. So as an example, most the illusion that you get in many of your movies and stories is the queen is secondary to the king. It's actually the other way around. The king would be there to protect the queen. Makes a lot more sense. And that's why the dark has stolen that model from us in this dimension, because that's how we would typically run a society, would be in small pockets and communities, you know, to have a couple thousand, maybe 5,000 people intermingling in the castle, living in the castle, in the kingdom, so to speak, the regions and so forth. You would facilitate all the needs of farming, facilitate all the needs of manufacturing. And you were very careful, because your intelligence is so high, you were very careful not to get too close to technology. Many of the ancient magical times prior to this dimension, the dark has hijacked, were understood because you had so much intelligence. And the primary intelligence that you had, for lack of a better term, unfortunately, is your psychic understanding. So what would be normal for humans that you're getting back right now is everyone is 100% psionically capable of reading each other's minds and or understanding how consciousness comes to a collective. So knowing information versus guessing and believing information is what I'm explaining to you. So when I feel you are sad or happy, I would know it instantly why and how without even talking to you. The way you can play with that right now is hang out with animals. So as I've mentioned before, when you observe our society, if I'm going to be able to help you, if you hadn't put all the vaccines in your herds, you'd be talking to your animals. You'd be talking to them through your heart center. Many of you do it now, but maybe not to the degree I would expect and or you would expect, because it's so comprehensive, listening to your herd, listening to your pets, all of it. You should have been there by now in most cases, and you are getting there right now. So that's my great encouragement and an example of how things are starting to change. When you look at the legacy societies we have, as an example, the women would assess issues in the castle, the society, in a way that was nurturing, comprehensive, and had enough emotion to understand the issues, but without reacting to the issues. We're always very good at not reacting, is what I'm doing my best to explain in your society coming forward now. We don't have to react anymore. We can just be proactive in what we want. Again, being proactive to what we want is my great encouragement from now on. And that's the big changes in your planet now. If you look at how our queen leadership's group would work with men, not to say it would work that way exclusively, but the way we would complement the male and female interaction with decision-making was very, very clean and very heart-centered. And one way we could do that is with animals. And so you'll notice that some of these stories have been hidden from us and taken from us. A lot of times you'll notice that these castles had massive doorways. And these doorways were large like that because you had giants going through them. You had all walks of life coming through these large legacy castles here, then, now, everywhere. All sorts of planetary systems as mammoths. It's very, very common, at least in denser physicality, very common to accommodate as many people as you can in a common room. So when you do that, you get to bring in animals too. So let's say we were having a hierarchical leadership meeting, presumably for an issue at hand, making big decisions for the region. You would always have a dog or a similar animal that was a master communicator for the other animals. So as an example, hey, we're thinking about growing our territory and So the cattle, they're growing, the sheep are growing their stock. We need more land, and the dogs, in this case, very, very micro example, would communicate that from listening to the meeting. They were considered peers, equivalents. That was our tool to communicate with the rest of the animals, is have an ambassador and or an animal there.
They're still so, as we know, so loyal, so completely loyal to us, and that's where it all stemmed from. So they'd be with us, talking to us as part of the family and the village castle.
Yeah, if you look at your dog today, it still does that. So someone comes to the door, it starts barking. Somebody was out front, it comes to you and it says, hey, somebody's here, et cetera, et cetera. So you're seeing that starting to develop. And so that's my great encouragement. Quit vaccinating your dogs, your animals, all your livestock if you can. That's some of the progression that you're seeing. The value that brings is unification. And that's what we're all going through now. We're all growing in a very similar way because our consciousness are getting close. We're seeing things we don't prefer, seeing things we do prefer, and we've never met each other, and we're all across the assumed space we're calling the planet. And it's starting to populate our desires organically. And that's why it's so important for you to keep rolling the projects in because now we can take it and it will be processed through our conscious gateways. And that was the gifts that were given to you many, many years ago. So we assume.
So they basically, I think a lot of people would wonder, or in the past anyway, and think, oh, well, you know, animal vaccines wouldn't be dangerous because it's just for animals. But no, that basically they did it, didn't they? Because they knew that our pets and the animals we spend every day with would actually raise our vibration. So the dark covers all their bases. And they don't want any. They didn't want anything to help help awaken us and raise our vibration. And pet dogs and cats, etc., would have done that if they were completely left alone and never had any pharmaceuticals put in them. So they definitely covered all their bases.
Yeah. So that's really important that you recognize. Why do we vaccinate our pets? Well, we're going to start talking to them.
Even our plants, putting a Roundup on our plants, and we all know about food, but even just plants in the garden, like we speak to plants, you can hear them.
Yes.
It dumbs everything down.
Right. So it's pretty exciting that you're almost there again at the end of the ascension cycle. The timing is so perfect, proactively and negatively. It's mono a mono right now. And for me, it's exciting that we're just so close to figuring this out collectively. And one of those items that we can look at is if you look at the way we observe the past, we'll look at bricks. You are in the first time in your life, if you're under 120, first time in your life, 100, I should say. This is the first time that half the world does not use a U.S. currency-backed system, or doesn't appreciate it anymore, at least. Half the world.
It's so huge, and most people don't realize what's happening. So exciting.
And so what's fun for me is it's because we're tuckered out. Someone's not making these decisions for us. We're not going to do it anymore. We understand numbers and ones and zeros are just ones and zeros. And so back to the castle model. If I lived in one castle and I wanted to go to another castle, how would I reconcile a means of exchange? How would I trade and barter? Well, you had an asset. You had hay, you had cows, you had eggs, you had milk, no big deal. Easy to see that you would just reconcile based on a weight. But how would you measure it? Where does measurement come from? And obviously we can thank the Roman Empire again for helping manipulate in my assessment. Falsely manufacture unnecessary urgencies around time. Everyone thinks they're late or on time, and there's no such thing as time. So now we have the implementation of due dates, when things are due, why are they due, and that removes, of course, your love for common man. You need to do this right now, or else this is going to happen. That's that. And like it, you thing. You're just a thing if you're in the time loops. Mm. You're just a thing. Thing, do it. I said so. And by the way, you're late. So that has been a very big goal here, is to implement time with identity, as you can see. As it relates to reconciliation now, how would I measure the weight of my basket of eggs, or when I need to do something, services I'm going to provide? And then you would marry it with an asset, whether it be silver, gold, rocks. We must remember when we used to trade with spices. And that's my great encouragement. If you can start doing that again and understand the value and how it heals you, keeps you very fit. If you have a nice swath of herbs in your diet every day, you'll notice that many of these legacy societies still do that. It's their number one commodity. The reason I'm bringing that up is when you look at bricks and you look at, if you do find good material, it's very difficult to find good material on the internet that's not being manipulated. But if you do see the data models for bricks, you'll see, by no means am I promoting any means of exchange whatsoever. But if you do look at the modeling data globally, you'll see who the war is against now. So go ahead and find a map, if you can, of every country that's either going through the application process for BRICS, or the ones that are already in process with BRICS, and then look at the ones who are not, and you are going to see your enemy. Mm. Be very clear. Mm. And I'll point it out right now. You're in a war with the financial hierarchical system of North America, Canada, UK, Northern Europe, and Australia. They're your enemy. The people are great, but their systems are your enemy now. It doesn't look like they're signing up right overnight. So that's my great encouragement, is now we're going to do that work. We have the opportunity now to do that work. We can make banks go away and use our reconciliation peer-to-peer immediately. And I by no means support any one method or any one process, but this is how you get out of this rut, so to speak, if we were to summarize our reality regarding the monetary system and or means of exchange. What I'm getting at is the more and more our heart pulls on us, and the reason I feel comfortable with this information is, if you could look at consciousness, if you could look at a conscious gateway, which are on your planets now, you'll see that it's all over now. You're going that way, but you still have to fulfill it. You have to be the next step. You have to actually do it now. You actually have to go to Chicago Title and say, how do you measure a US dollar versus whatever means of exchange you want to use? If it's worthless and the Federal Reserve is shut down, then I'm just giving you garbage. So all you people out there that think you're rich, you actually have monopoly money. But you're convinced that it's worth something to your next reconciliation event. So I challenge everyone now. I guarantee you, you'll have success if you start making the Chicago Title of the world take your means of exchange that you prefer, if you can prove that there's no such thing as a US dollar now. If you can prove that another country would not accept a US dollar, that's how you change your reconciliation station locally. Okay, so whether it's Germany or Russia, I don't really care. Don't worry about the demarcations of countries. Don't worry about the propaganda, who's good and who's bad. How come they won't accept the US dollar now? And get it published, and let's make a project out of it. Let's get some wins now so that we can publish it right now on PRQ and everybody can use it. And that's my great goal for all of you, is let's prove that we can buy what used to be a $1 million home for a different kind of reconciliation process without a bank involved. I guarantee you, you can do this now. If you can't do it locally, then do it abroad. And you'll see the enemy will poke its head up here and there. So if you can reconcile $1 million whatevers in another country and then reconcile back into America, as an example, that's what I'm suggesting you start testing. And I'm testing it all the time now. Where PRQ is constantly testing so we can get you guys some relief. I do not envision me being someone who will distribute, but I also recognize I may be a good fit to and will like to do it for some time so I can be of help. The reason I'm bringing this up now is you have so much more horsepower behind you. One of my favorite people to listen to inside PRQ is he has a complaint about my singing. And so I didn't sing today because he thinks I should save it for the shower. He won't win this one, but it's not important. I'm not going to say names. Can't do that. So what I'm getting at is if you had a conscious computer and you had a conscious gateway, how would I be of help to you? And that's what I'm reminding you of, that all of your capabilities are here if you start implementing the change. And I know it gets old hearing this information, but now you don't have to use the systems that your legacy kings and queens who are now gone have implemented in you. They've made it this tyranny that is not there anymore now. It's all fake. And so the kingdom believes possibly in this means of change is trade when you buy milk now, but you can actually change the reconciliation process by just calling up a supermarket manager and say, if this is true, money's not of any value, and your corporation said you have to use it, then we can use anything. And so now really get to the C-suites of these corporations, C-level, CEOs, CIOs, and let's get some good publishing. And that's why I'm in love with a lot of activist lawyers, is they know how to write a nice letter. And that's where we're at now. And that's why I'm working very hard to get standardized the land patent process. I do have several people who called and said, hey, I'm losing the farm. Stay tuned. I'm going to get you taken care of. We're going to publish a nice little slide deck so you'll be an expert overnight. I know I've said this before, but just stay with us. We've got some people that are passionate about it. The other item that's coming forward, thank you so much for your subscriptions this last week. Every week growing beautifully. Those spreadsheets are very, very valuable for you and me. So keep the projects rolling. I assure you it'll work out nicely. We just need your participation, your project, and the way we will consolidate will be very refreshing for you all, I assure you. The one item that stands out beautifully this week that I wanted to bring up that's passionate for myself and the mermaid is what we're seeing with a lot of the projects coming forward is we just need to get our next generation squared away. So your generation remembers George Bush fighting a war. These kiddos coming in, they've never seen war. They don't even understand it, as an example. They're starting to learn not to look at cell phones. They're starting to guesstimate why we would do things like this, this isn't my home, why the hell am I here, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the beautiful submittals that we have this team is Explorations and Education Team, a beautiful submission. And so that's when we look at quantum education system, beautifully done, by the way, with these individuals, is how would you have explorations in education? How would we make a domain? We want to get off the computers. How would we go from village to village and find standardization for tutors, teachers, what works, what doesn't work, and still have continuity to what we want to do to grow a society? And so what's passionate about the Mermaid and myself is we see a need and requesting more input on traveling tutors without necessary a modality and a model that they have to stick to. It's created by the tutor itself and or the teacher, so that it's allowed to be created. It's allowed to have its own innovation from each traveling tutor, so to speak, and or connected community. So we could take a global approach to education using interconnected communities, as this person has played out for us, and it's brilliant. And this is exactly, it's brilliantly played out from your collective consciousness, legacy collective consciousness throughout the universe. This is how you used to do it. Hey, what's out there? And this is how your off-planet helpers do it too. Why would I go into a kingdom, even though I'm from a planet far, far away, why would I go into a kingdom and say how they want to do it? They can do it however they want. That's why it's so tricky to communicate about the Galactic Federation councils and so forth, is because they have so much knowledge, so much respect, so much appreciation for how smart we are potentially going to be if we just kept working at it. Did you have any comments about the traveling tutors?
Yeah, I guess it's sort of a call out for that. It looks like we've just been made aware that there are some groups already made for education, which is awesome, with some emails.
Just by the demand, huh?
I know, it's very exciting. It's really fluid and it can look so many different ways. I know there are definitely people starting up little schools, and they can be as simple as, you know, forest schools and this and that. But I know with our PRQ people and, you know, there's a lot of ideas out there for schools being started up, and even where we are working closely with some families that require, you know, like a live-in tutor type model, so their kids don't have to go to a school, but they're still learning some things, you know, and it doesn't have to be traditional. It doesn't have to be some university-based, you know, proper tutor that has all the credentials. That's not personally what I'm after anyway. I think there's a lot. The kids just need to learn some reading and writing and this and that. They don't necessarily need all that kind of stuff. We just need some really passionate, loving people that are aware and awake to support the kids of some of the families that are on the move, and also the little schools, micro schools that are going to pop up. I'm aware of quite a few in America, and I know all over the world people are planning this. So, yeah, keep coming through with that if anyone's into tutoring and taking care of kids and traveling with families and stuff like that. That'd be great.
Outstanding. You feel like taking some calls?
Yeah, I think we should.
What if crazy people call?
All the better.
We still give them love. Yeah, I know. All right. So, yeah, well, Donna, we try BBS Radio. Let's try and take some calls, see if we can get anybody calling in here last 15 minutes here, what have you. I will tell you that I get my updates from BBS Radio this week. And what that allows me to do is observe the continuity between the projects and how we best put the administrators who have volunteered coming through. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Based on the volume of projects, I think we'll probably just end up distributing the spreadsheets to the administrators and have you put together the collection correctly based on the inspiration with some coaching maybe at the same time. But don't stop coming in. Just keep pulling on us. I assure you, when we have the ability to get a little closer to you, we're going to. Again, we're erring on the side of safety from some past events. And just keep pulling on me. This is a very big few moments here coming towards you. And I assume you can feel it and see it. And we can't wait for you to see what's next. The legacy of time travel for me has really been about support, help. How do we not change things to change things at the same time? So participation is the way we do it. So if we're truly coming from another dimension and want to be of service, you have to be a participant. You're either here in the mix or you're outside of here observing that other place. Very, very difficult to explain in the human language how diverse you are, how much capability you have outside of here compared to here. It is at times demoralizing to see how little capability you have here, yet have so much possibility, so much potential for growing our realm here in the way we want to. And so when I do get to look at where we're going, it's quite astonishing. It's night and day. And so that's my great encouragement. And please, our first caller, Stanley from Canada, on line one.
Hi, am I on?
Roger. Okay. Hit us with your best shot.
Okay. I got a hey joke.
Come on, now, please.
So the horse saunters up to the bartender. Bartender, he kind of in a slurry voice says, "What's with the long face?" And then the next day, the horse walks back in to the bartender, and bartender says, "Hey." And the horse says, "Sure." That's a Canada joke. You know, I put in a project quite some time ago. In it with the biochar and the blue-green algae. There is absolutely no way to get permit to use landfill waste material, at least not yet. And so I think what I want to do in the meantime is make the land patent and the copyright my project. I think that would be a huge stepping stone, you know, to... In order to accomplish a lot of things.
So yeah, I'm in full agreement. We're going as fast as we can for the Canadians because it's the homesteading process is almost identical as the American one. So we've got the American one all put together. We might just have give a Canadian our template to change the modeling. I will say that we have someone really aggressive doing the microgreens and algae projects. Got a lot of experience there, and stay tuned. That one is going to go together pretty easy, at least the technology for growing. But you're right; we don't need any rules where we're going to grow and use our technology. So, just keep up to date with your subscription and we'll get back to you. Thank you so much for your call. Don't stop pulling on me and I'll take the next call. June from Michigan on line two.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. It is you and Mermaid.
How are you and Mermaid doing tonight? Good.
Beautiful. Okay. Beautifulness to you. Thank you. How can I help you today?
Okay. Yes, you read my email on the air on October 28th about my friend Stephanie's miraculous healing. And, you know, we talk all the time and just wanted to know when, how you wanted to have, you said you'd want to have her on the show to talk about it based on the commands. And it was pretty phenomenal. And do you still want that or what do you want?
We'd like to do that on Inspired with Q. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Are you going to invite her or how, you know, I mean, she's written emails. I've written emails. I don't know. Maybe you didn't see them or not. You know, it's, you know, so we just, when she got her results back, it was pretty amazing, you know, from the doctor and that. So it's just pretty incredible, and I think it would be, you know, pretty amazing for people to hear that.
So we'll start the Stephanie Hospital.
Okay. Sounds good. But
okay.
Would you be inviting her, or what? Or how do you?
Is that what you guys want to do? You want to do it right now?
Yeah. No, because she's on a hot date right now, and she's not listening. So.
Wait a minute. She goes from dying to dating? Wow, this is a miraculous thing. thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Do you think we could put this together next week?
Sure, absolutely. Just want to know, okay.
Okay,
call,
here's the middle. Here's the middle.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, so here's the submittal. Thank you for pulling on me. This is exactly how I love things to work. I really want to do this. Okay. So let's do it, okay. Q. So you're making me, you're getting me inspired to do it. That's how it works.
Okay. Okay.
How about the next, in the context when you send me a submittal through BBS, is it name Stephanie's phone number, call me for a date, or what does it say?
So what? I'm
that was
sorry,
funny.
I didn't hear that. Okay.
I'm glad you didn't. sometime today, just write Stephanie's phone number for future talk about. How about that?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And then can you give me an idea? Will you call her? Because, you know, I'll get busy too, right?
We work Monday through Friday. And we'll make sure to get a call into her Monday through Friday. It might be a little spontaneous, but what time zone are you in again?
Well, I'm not in the same time zone she is. I'm in Michigan. She's in Utah. So
very good. Thank you for the call. Won't forget. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
I forget everything. Anderson from MA on line 3. Thank you for the call. Anderson from MA on line 3. Is there a consciousness in the body that helps with health? Does Anderson want to chat? No?
Looks
yes.
Like we lost Anderson.
Or I'm conscious. He just hung up. Okay. I think that's fine. Okay. Is there conscious in the body that helps with health? Does that make sense to you, Mermaid? Can you figure that out? Should we translate a little bit there? Should we use our special powers? Okay.
So.
Okay. So typically I can speak for all the healings I've done over the years, I don't do it proactively. I do it spontaneously. Just the people who need to be cured of cancer or otherwise show up just synchronistically. It's just one day I don't even feel like I'm going to do healings, and all of a sudden someone shows up, and it's just perfect timing every time. So that's one observation. That proves that you have a capability and consciousness will support your body. Typically, I expect everyone to heal themselves first, and then absolutely everything outside yourself. So if you are a spirit and you are collective consciousness, then yes is your answer. It helps with your health. But the doubt and fear from your head is predominantly why everyone is not healing. So if I was to standardize why you're not healing, and or my hospital would be called Why You're Not Healing Club, it would be because of the brain. You have doubt, you have fear, all the other items in your biosphere that trick you into feeling you need to take another pill, another shot, another white jacket knows more than me, et cetera, et cetera.
So I'm not sure what the question means, but yes, your consciousness can heal anything and change anything. I know people, we were talking about this the other day, that women that are, I know some older women that have done commands in their own way, just knowingly to not age or to have certain physical things they want to change about themselves, and reverse aging, whatever it could be, and it works. So it works because they've stopped aging. So yeah, our consciousness can do miraculous things if you work with it.
Yes,
in relation to your physical body.
So here's a way to use a command that maybe you haven't used before, and that is, I command my spirit. It has to be out loud. I command my spirit to heal and balance me with my body now. make it very clean and don't direct the healing. The consciousness spirit will do that. I command my spirit to heal and balance me now, as an example. I command my spirit to heal and balance my body the way I want it to be healed. Very powerful. I suggest you do it in the shower and make your shower stream go counterclockwise through your core as if you are a column of light. Thank you so much for that great question. Annette from Florida on line one, QFF versus Seller. Anderson is now online. Did that answer your question, Anderson?
Yes, it did.
Thank you so much. We'll move on to the next caller. Thank you. Thank you. Annette from Florida on line one, I think, is next.
That is correct. Hello, hello, hello. I'm with the Heaven's Gate community, and we got a couple of things. We were asking, our team leader with LWS is very confused between the QFS and Stellar, and I was just hoping to get some advice on that. And then
Let's ask about... Go ahead, your next question.
The difference between the QFS and Stellar, our team leader at LWS seems to be quite flustered about that.
Okay, and what was the other question?
The Birthing Center project, we talked to you and the Mermaid last week, and we have that now ready and prepared, and we didn't know if we should put that in as a separate project or just keep it under the Heaven's Gate community.
That's fine. It just gives me another opportunity to say, did you say, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door? Yeah. Okay. I just have to have a little fun.
That was good. Okay. That was good.
Okay. All right. So for me, the quantum finance, QFF, is that referencing quantum financial system, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Versus Seller. All right. So you... Basically, what I'm talking about today is exactly the same thing, but the quantum financial system is instantly reconciling anything and everything regarded to means of exchange based on your passion to implement your passion. Very tricky to explain that why we don't have a means of to measure money anymore because it's all gone. Everyone's got to standardize on what is the measurement of money. So that's basically what you asked me. We don't know. We are going to define that now, aren't we?
Yeah. Okay.
And so that's why it's tricky now to communicate that is because we just need to reconcile what we want, when we need it, how it gets to us, et cetera, and how we work with each other. And that's why the quantifiable information is going to be so valuable. It's working right in front of your very eyes right now. I hope that helps.
We got 1 minute left. I just wanted to say Ingrid, who's on the next line, maybe she could reach out to Billy and Jane, Billy from Hollow Earth, and have direct access that way.
You
that's
betcha.
A beautiful question.
That is Echo Village with Dome Biospheres. That's also my Ballard girls. Coming soon to a store near you.
So Billy and Jane, Hollow Earth. I don't know what they have.
Yeah,
online,
and I do. But... I still keep up with them. Been a bit here, but just keep working through all of us. Thank you, BBS Radio, for giving me my 1 minute notice. That was 1 minute ago. We love you. We love you. We love you. Stay up with us. Things are moving forward. I assure you, because of you. Is it my turn? Dead air is poison.
No, I was just making sure we answered Ingrid's question. It was the last call.
Yes, very good. I'm out of time. Forgive me for bludgeoning that one, Ingrid. Stay up with us. I'll get to you. Everyone, have a beautiful day. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you, Mermaid. Thank you, Kristen, Christopher, Asha.
I love to everyone.
Aaron. Bye-bye. Bye.
you.